For more expository preaching from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, tune in weeknights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 9 on The Truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Our issue today, listen, God is speaking. I believe we fail to recognize that. With the events around the globe, with the events we see locally, nationally, internationally, globally, some of these events are taking place rapid fire. It seems like every place you turn, every newsreel you listen to, everything that we see or hear is talking about another area of devastation, another area of mass murder, another area of the Islamic jihadists and their attacks, another area in relationship to what we see with the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats seemingly wanting to destroy our constitutional republic. These things are not just happenstance. I believe we need to look behind the scene, behind the curtain, and see that God has a plan, and God's doing something. So the question is, what is God doing? Is he trying to say, listen, I'm speaking? I believe that's what he's saying, and I believe we need to listen and understand it. Our special guest today is Congressman Mike Hill, the former representative of District 1 in the state of Florida. I'd like to put him back in office, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's just my opinion, but anyway. Mike, thank you so much. God bless you for being with us, and I'm looking forward to what God is going to say. Question that we tried to cobble together before the news break, we're witnessing God's hand at work. We need to listen to what he's saying and doing through his handiwork. And part of that, I believe, without any question, is we're seeing the truth onion being unpeeled. And that truth onion being unpeeled, we're seeing more and more of what Sir Anthony Fauci did in his lies. We're seeing more and more of what took place in a 10-year period of time in President Trump's life, where from 2016, when he was elected the first time, for the past 10 years, there's been a continual prosecutorial mindset to destroy Donald J. Trump. What are your thoughts in relationship to what we see happening now with the prosecutors, with the president, Autopen Biden, with DOJ, and others? What are your thoughts in relationship to what God is saying? And the reason I'm couching it that way, because so many times these things take place and the real facts never come out. But we're seeing the real facts. We're seeing the truth come out. We're seeing the end results of the false, phony, prosecutorial mindset that had taken place. What are your take on that? What do you say?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, you're absolutely right. What Trump is doing is revealing all of the illegal activities that were taking place, not only against him, but against this nation, mm-hmm. against innocent people. No, Dr. Fauci and what he did caused the deaths of millions of people,
yes,
in the United States and around the world. And he needs to be held accountable for that. And he will be held accountable, if not in our legal system, but when he stands before a righteous God.
Yes.
Repent or perish. Mm-hmm. That is the message God is giving us right now. And as you say, Trump is revealing all this because he had the wherewithal, both the money and the power, to be able to reveal what is happening, what's coming from the left, what is coming from the Democrats. And amazingly, Dr. Youngblood, he won a lawsuit, a huge lawsuit, and he wanted to give that money to the victims of the leftist lawfare on the January 6th defendants, those who were illegally charged and placed in prison, many of them in solitary confinement, and were there for a long time, some mm-hmm. for over a year.
Yes.
And Trump wanted to compensate them and pay them, and he received pushback, of course, from Democrats, from the left, but from his own party, Republicans, who were saying, oh, no, you can't do that. That's illegal. You didn't get our permission to do it, which is it's unfathomable how those who say that they are Republicans, who are supposed to be on the right side, how they are fighting President Trump tooth and nail, who I say he's not a perfect person, of course not, no one is, but I believe he is God's instrument mm-hmm. in trying to bring a revival to this nation, whether he knows it or not, whether mm-hmm. Trump knows it or not.
That's right.
God is using him to point people to God, to point people to, look, you have a choice here. You can either be on the left with the Democrats, or you can be with the Republicans on the right. There is no in-between. Either you accept his son or you reject his son. There is no in-between. You can't say, well, maybe, let me think about it a bit more. I'll put one foot in and I'll leave the other foot out. No, because you don't know when that unexpected day is going to happen, as we have witnessed in Nepal, in the Grand Canyon,
yes.
and in other tragedies that we haven't even heard about, Dr. Youngblood, all around the world. You don't know when it's going to happen. Don't wait until it's too late. Repent now. Choose Jesus now.
Absolutely. Well stated. Congressman Hill, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood, Representative Hill. How are you guys today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Very
doing
well.
Great. I know that you've heard the saying. You may not know the name, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the name anyway. His name was Lavrente Beria. He's the man that worked for the NKVD for Joseph Stalin that famously said, show me the man and I will find you the crime.
That's right.
So yeah. What is occurring there is you target first. Then you make the fabrication later, and then you invert the justice. Clearly, these prosecutorial lawfare suits against Trump follow this very premise. And to be honest, this is one of the Ten Commandments here: "Thou shalt not bear false witness." It's an obvious, flagrant violation of that commandment. Where does that come from? It comes from envy and jealousy and hatred, which are more of, the greatest commandment, Jesus, love one another. I mean, these, they are allowing their personal feelings and their hatred to interfere with what's supposed to be a nation of just laws based on God's law. You know, English common law is here in the United States. This is something that you'd expect straight out of 1930 Joseph Stalin.
Jim, you're exactly right. Let me pose the question and you respond, and then I'd like for the congressman to respond. As we witness the Democratic Socialist of America, El Said and others, as they're running for office, I was shocked, saddened, and concerned to see so many of them winning in the primaries. And some have said it's an impossibility for them to win in the general election in November. Others have said that they think some of them would win. We already have some socialist, Marxist, communist, Bernie Sanders and others, that's in high office making rules and regulations and laws for America. Is it possible that God will use this approach to bring about his judgment on a nation that said no to Jesus Christ? Now, I have pondered that, postulated that, touched on that several times in the past several years. And I'm seeing that increasingly visible in my mind and thoughts as I see what is happening. I'd like for you two men to take a moment, and Jim, if you would, go first, and then Congressman Hill, give a follow-up response on it as to your thoughts. Am I way off target, or is this potential based on what I'm saying today is, listen, God is speaking. And I believe when we see things like this, we need to analyze it, as I've said for 100 years or less. We need to view everything through the prism of the Word of God. What say you, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. God will use an unjust man to carry out his edicts there. Look at Nebuchadnezzar there against the nation of Judea and Israel. Look at, you just did a service this last Sunday there in Kings, how God used the Syrians to get the nation of Israel to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Through the prophet Elisha. And absolutely, God will use every tool that, everything's available to him. Nothing can be denied him.
That's right.
He says it's done. That's all I can put on that one, sir.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I agree with Jim completely. And Dr. Youngblood, when you say, are we witnessing God's judgment on our nation because of our wickedness, I would say yes. And part of that judgment that we are seeing, I believe, Dr. Youngblood, is the curse of abortion,
mm-hmm.
which has wrecked this nation for decades. And millions have been murdered in the womb since it began. There was a turning away from it with the Supreme Court the Dobbs decision. So there was a turning away, but it's not where the left, Democrats, the Satanists are just going to roll over. Now it's at the state level, and they are still murdering babies just in a different way. They use the murderous pill. And another judgment, which I think we're seeing, Dr. Youngblood, in the United States and has spread around the world, is the nonsense of the LGBTQ. That whole thing is man shaking their fist in God's face,
mm-hmm.
because God told man, one of the first commandments, reproduce and multiply. Mm-hmm. Well, they can't. And what they are saying is, no, we are not going to do that. We're going to do what we want to do. And there is judgment when you go against God, when you go against his plan. Repent or perish. And I think we are seeing that on the United States now, Dr. Youngblood, that we're also seeing this movement that is going on where God is giving us chance after chance. We're seeing these movements going on at these college campuses where young people are turning to God all over this nation. But we don't hear about that as much because the press does not want to hear that side. The press instead wants to point out every calamity and disaster that takes place, no matter where it is. And that is, of course, all a part of God's plan. Look what's going on around you. As you say, Dr. Youngblood, he is speaking, repent or perish.
Absolutely. You're correct on that, Congressman Hill. Jim, brother, thank you so much for your call and your input today. Always a delight to hear from you. Thank you. God bless you as we keep looking up.
God bless you.
Congressman Hill, as we think about the truth coming out on so many things, again, I'm looking at a headline, a couple of them. One of them says, prosecutor blows whistle on Letitia James' office, says he was ordered to find crimes that committed by Trump with zero evidence. Another headline, Letitia James loses again. Obama judge rules against her $75 billion lawsuit, and it goes on with the case. But the bottom line is, Alvin Bragg has been determined that his case cannot move forward. Letitia James' case is dead. Fannie Willis' case in Georgia is dead. And now, the bottom line was, on several of those, supposedly Trump was trying to fabricate votes, or trying to buy votes, or trying to intimidate voting precincts in Georgia and other states to give him the election. And President Trump now has come forward, and his administration, finding proof, now I don't have it in my hands, I've got several articles, that the China-made machines, voting machines, allowed intimidation, interference, and fraud in those machines. Headline reads this way. China-made voting machine parts under scrutiny as DHS links funding to the audit. The Department of Homeland Security will deny any grants to any state that does not conduct post-election audits, as the department notes growing concerns about the China-made voting machines. The Homeland Security grant program requires states to trust but verify the results produced by the voting machines. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said in a memo to the White House task force, to receive full grant awards, states must demonstrate that they will conduct that audit. Here's the bottom line. During the Biden administration, a National Intelligence Council memorandum from October 2024, shortly before the last presidential election, stated, quote, we assess that some of the U.S. adversaries, at a minimum China, Iran, and Russia, have the technological capability to access our U.S. election-related networks and systems. And they've gone on to find that that's factual. So again, we're talking about, listen, God is speaking. Sow to the wind, reap to the whirlwind. Be sure your sins will find you out, the scripture says. So the question is, Congressman Hill, do we see the hand of God in this? I'm delighted. I don't mind saying, I'm delighted to see truth finally coming out in so many venues, so many areas, so many cases where the Communist Network News and all of the naysayers, oh, that's just a figment of the imagination. That's just the ones that lost, that screaming foul, et cetera, et cetera. How do you respond, Congressman Hill, to the truth coming out about the voting machines? Should we trust them? Can this election be trusted? Some of the things that Trump is doing now with the United States Post Office and the mail-in ballots, speak to that whole issue of the vote that's coming up in about 70 days and the safety of it.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, the thing is that it's being brought out into the open now, all of the cheating and fraud that went on in prior elections, and it's being brought to light. The thing is that you and I and others, we knew what was going on while it was happening. Mm-hmm. We knew that they were denying it and cheating while it happened before our eyes. Common sense would tell you that it would happen. When Biden's election, Biden did not win that election.
That's right.
It was stolen. And it was so obvious of how we saw the counting in the night where Trump was clearly leading. All of a sudden, it stops in five states at the same time. And then when it turns back on at the same time in all five states, Biden is in a lead. It's obvious that cheating went on, and there is proof that is coming out now. And there is proof that there was foreign interference. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, all of those demonic nations. And I think I can call them demonic because they are being ruled by demonic rulers. This isn't the first time in history, Dr. Youngblood. We've had in the past those who were leaders of nations who caused the slaughter of millions of people. There was Stalin and Mao and Hitler and Pol Pot and Genghis Khan and Herod, who were responsible for evil atrocities, and we are seeing it in our day today. Dr. Youngblood, Putin, I don't care what anyone says, that is an evil man.
Yes, that's right.
There's Putin, there's Xi, there is Kim Jong-un, the Islamic Republican Guard. Thank goodness Trump took out a lot of their leadership, but there are still those who are around that are spewing their evil and hatred, and God is revealing what they are doing. And we're seeing in these upcoming elections, it's brilliant what Trump is doing with the United States Postal Service, saying if someone wants a mail-in ballot, okay, fine. Now, we're going to track it. First of all, states, you have to send to the Postal Service who these people are. Postal Service, you're going to put a barcode on there. You're going to send it to those people, and we're going to be able to track them then. We're going to be able to track when they vote, how they vote. It was so important just for the sake of the integrity of our elections that SAVE Act would pass, mm-hmm. where there would be no mail-in ballots, that you would vote on election day, that you would not use machines. And Republicans blocked that, Dr. Youngblood.
That's
Democrats,
right.
Of course, didn't want it, but it was Republicans who blocked it, which is a tragedy right there. But I believe that eventually it is going to pass because that is righteous. That is what should happen. And once the those who are causing these roadblocks are out of the way, through not winning their elections or they leave office, then we're going to see a SAVE Act pass. This whole idea of what's going on in the Middle East right now with Iran, they are trying to hold on at least until the midterm,
mm-hmm.
and they
That's
are being
right.
encouraged to do so by the Democrats.
That is correct.
They are just trying to hold on. They're trying to be aggressive, bombastic, that they'll try and send a missile here and there. And here's the leftist media saying, see, Trump can't end this war. And they're just trying to hold on to the midterms, hoping that they can, hoping beyond hope that Democrats are going to take over the House, that Trump will then be impeached, that everything he's trying to do will stop. And that's what we're seeing with these leftist judges, these Democrat judges and the decisions they're making. The whole idea is to just slow down what Trump is doing, which is correcting a lot of wrong in the United States. And that, again, I will say, Trump, God is using Trump as his instrument to bring righteousness back to this nation.
Absolutely. I'm looking at a headline that says Trump's DHS launches, listen to this, a massive voter fraud probe for 9 states. We're saying that the machines have to be secured and that your voter registration list needs to be scrubbed. The states that are under investigation, California, Connecticut, Georgia, Missouri, Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania, Washington State, and Wisconsin. I find it fascinating that these are the 9 major states, and when you go back and look at the election, and these states for the most part are the ones, as you spoke of earlier, where all of a sudden the election stops 3 or 4 hours later, the wee hours of the morning, everything starts back over counting, and most of these states are in sync, and they start back counting, and then all of a sudden, Sleepy Joe, Autopen Joe Biden wins by a landslide, 81 million votes supposedly. So the point that I'm making with the digression and this information further in our conversation today is, we're talking about, listen, God is speaking, and I believe if we are willing as a people to look at everything through the prism of the Word of God, we can see that God is on the throne, that God is speaking. One final thought that I want to bounce off of you, Congressman Hill, the flock cameras. Are you familiar with what just happened from the governor's office and then the trickle-down with the states or with the cities and these violation, Fourth Amendment right-violating cameras? Says Governor Ron DeSantis, FDOT, is hereby taking down flock cameras statewide over privacy concerns and state rights away. All existing permits for automated license plate readers, even installed by local law enforcement in the state on state highways, are revoked by DOT. Is also ceasing the assurance of all future issuance of all future requests for the LPR system within the jurisprudence of the authority. DeSantis a few days ago, what in the world is going on? I don't want us to have to become a surveillance state. I see a police officer using this to track his ex-girlfriend. I'm not about having law enforcement having tools to be able to hold criminals accountable. Now, speak to that. We've got about a minute and a half. Speak to that as we close the broadcast today.
Well, I would say God bless Governor DeSantis, Dr. Youngblood, for removing those flock cameras. I wish you would go a step further and remove these red light cameras, too. When I was in office, I ran a bill to remove these red light cameras, and I was shot down by Republicans. But the whole idea is, for us to be free, we cannot be tracked by these cameras. And I'm so glad that Governor DeSantis is making these changes. He's not acting like a lame duck governor. He's out with a bang.
I am thankful to see that. And then I'm thankful because just a few weeks back, and this is not saying anything, and they I would just say a deliberate attack on our local sheriff, but Sheriff T.K. Waters had just a few weeks ago said that he's all for the flock cameras. They have solved crimes, etc. Now, here's the latest. Sheriff T.K. Waters shared his statement with the license plate readers. As the elected sheriff of Duval County, it is my responsibility to listen to the concerns of our citizens and act accordingly. Today, the Florida Department of Transportation announced the revocation of the permits and the license for the license plate readers. He goes on to say that he's going along with that and removing them from all of the state highways. That just leaves the cameras in the city, our city, just being on the side streets, etc., and not on the state roads. But bottom line is, God is watching. God's on the throne. God's not asleep. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward, ladies and gentlemen, to meeting again next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
You are invited to participate in a broadcast.